Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, look, we'll do a lot today on the Eagles because obviously the sting and the stench of Monday night lingers significantly. So we'll talk about it, all the parts of the team, obviously. You know, short week, short turnaround to another game coming up in just a couple days in New Orleans. Phils, they had a game last night, and it was a good one, and Zach Wheeler did, you know, Zach Wheeler things. And that sets up a scenario where tonight, the Phillies can clinch a playoff berth. So, look, we'll have some fun with that. Nick Sirianni's going to be on the show at 8:30 today. An awful lot with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Not all spiders make webs. It is getting sort of close to the Halloween thing.
It is.
And we're seeing those decorations out and about.
We are.
I know a lot of people think spiders are pretty creepy.
Well, they are.
I do. Oh, are you afraid?
Not afraid. I think they're creepy.
I am. I'm afraid.
I'm fully afraid of spiders.
Yeah, that's my one thing. Nothing else bothers me. Spiders out.
They're this big.
That's why they're scary.
Well, that's not scary.
Dude, they're not all this big. There are ones that are way bigger.
Really huge
I'm
ones.
I'm scared
are
of big spiders.
Big.
Those are the ones I'm scared of. I don't mind the little
guys. James, just to be clear,
you mean the ones that are as big as a paperclip?
You don't mean annoyed by. You mean scared?
Like you know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
No, like arachnophobic. I have a little bit of arachnophobia.
Just kill it.
Bizarre. There are a lot of people who are scared of spiders.
They're all weird. All those people are weird.
Okay.
I'm not afraid.
Devin, apparently you're one of them.
Spiders.
That I'm weird because for being
it's arachnophobia. Yeah. There's a name for it.
Yeah, I know. And I think those people are fools.
I also think it's taken to a new height. Like, I think it's taken to new heights in a way that's strange. I think that if you're afraid of something that's that little, that's really strange. If you're super afraid of it, just smush it. That's the way I always looked at it. That is easy to do.
I get the annoyance.
They eat
bugs,
so they don't bother me.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. All right. So, well, they bother me, but they don't scare me. That's the difference I'm trying to make.
What do you mean they bother you? I think that's weird, one
crawling up my arm bothers me. It irritates me.
All right.
It doesn't scare me.
Okay.
A bear on my arm scares me. You get
yeah,
the difference?
Yeah, I'm fine with a bear. I'll figure that out.
All right, let's get to it here, because what I'm really scared of is that our football team's not as good as we thought they were. And I want to find out today at 215-592-9494, first off, fundamentally, if you agree with that statement. Second, if you take it as far as I did yesterday when I said I actually think, now I don't know, time will tell, but I tend to think we have an average football team this year, a mediocre football team.
This is incredibly rash.
It might be. You are jumping the gun, Joe. No, I get that I may be, but I also know this, I may not be. So where do you stand? I mean, we've seen him for two games. We saw him last year. We saw him in 2022. There are parts of both of those teams still here. You know, the head coach is the same. The quarterback's the same. The coordinators are different. You know, I'd say through two games, we know, look, their record so far is average. And we know in both games, they could have won both and they could have lost both. They could be 0-2, they could be 2-0, they happen to be 1-1. Here's the reason why, or reasons why I net out to thinking that they are, I mean, I feel pretty damn confident, not as good as we thought. And less confident, but still, I'll take it to the point where I think they're average. Major defensive deficiencies up front. Major. Not minor. Major. That's number one. Number two, I don't think Jalen is as good as we hoped he would be or that he used to be. I was struck when John Johnson talked this morning in the show overnight about the fact that Jalen has the most turnovers in pro football since the start of last year. That's really bad. Now, I know if certain quarterbacks had played more, like a guy like Daniel Jones – if he'd played every game last year and the first two games this year, maybe he'd have more turnovers. Because, you know, if you play more, then you're going to turn it over more. Some guys last year got injured. Some guys last year got benched. So it's not to say when Jalen leads the NFL in turnovers since the start of last year, that he's the worst quarterback in football. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm telling you is it's pretty damn alarming that he's got the most turnovers in pro football since the start of last year. So I see that issue and, you know, the Jalen stuff we've talked about. And then I'll also say this, and I think there's an effect we saw in week two right away with AJ's injury. And I feared this going in, and I stated it before the season, and I feel we saw it Monday night. They are top-heavy with their roster, which is great when
you
your
mean
players...
like every other team in the NFL?
Not every team. It's great when your players play, but, man, if you have an injury or two or three, you can be really susceptible to a steep decline quickly.
Oh, you mean like if you look at the Chiefs and if Patrick Mahomes gets injured?
Sure.
Yeah, that they're in trouble.
I understand that, John. But
that's the way of the world. That's the way of the land.
I saw Patrick Robinson step in for Ronald Darby in 2017.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Team, and just hold it down. And I saw Monday night with no AJ, and it's like... This ain't holding it down, boys. So look, I'm curious where you stand, 215-592-9494. Are you two different declarations I'm wondering if you're ready to say. One, are they not as good as we thought they were? Two, are you ready to go as far as to say we actually have an average football team this year? John, where do you stand?
So annoyed with you. You are jumping
what did
the
I do?
Gun.
I'm annoyed with them! They might ruin my fall!
You should be annoyed with them. You know what? I should be annoyed with you. Maybe okay. I shouldn't blame you for your ignorance.
Okay, go ahead.
All right? So far this season, this team has played average. You know, our record is 1-1. It reflects that we've been exactly average.
Yep.
Our hearts and feelings reflect that we've played average, I think. You know, like, that's what we're struggling with here. That doesn't mean the team... is an average team. That doesn't mean that the talent is average talent. Look around the league, and there are a lot of very talented, way above average teams that don't quite look the part yet at times. You know, the Jets, the 49ers.
Yeah.
If Saquon catches the wide open pass,
it's 2-0.
We're 2-0. We're not discussing this.
I still would have told you I think they're average.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that we would be worried about it. We would be, oh, yeah, we're average. We'll dismiss it. We'll be okay next week because we are going to be okay next week. Every team is uneven right now, and it's okay. Lots of teams have a loss like we do because they didn't practice all summer long, and then their first couple regular season games have become the new preseason. And I'm not making excuses for our team because we do have shortcomings. You know, I do wish that we were farther ahead in certain areas. Like, I thought our offense would be farther ahead. I did think that, you know, we're on the defensive side of things, that we get a pass rush and we generate something exciting up front. Right now, I think that the D-line doesn't look professional.
Right? No, it doesn't.
And that is a concern. I think that the once upon a time, we used to create sacks with just relentless play and good mechanics up front.
And front four.
We don't have players who can do that.
And not needing to blitz. I mean, when they had 70 sacks 2 years ago, they didn't blitz much. Look, here's the way I
said... You know who has sacks right now for this team? It's Milton Williams and Zach Bond.
I know.
It's like, we don't have the personnel for that. And look, in that regard, I guess we're kind of average.
No, in that regard, they're dramatically below average. Look, here's the good news, guys. There are three parts of this team that I think the Eagles are exceptional with. And by the way, there's a lot of teams that don't have three parts that are exceptional. I think they're exceptional with their starting wide receivers. Now, unfortunately, one of them is going to be out for a couple games, maybe as much as a month. I think they're exceptional when their starting receivers play. I think they are exceptional in the backfield with Saquon Barkley. And I think they are either really good, great, or maybe even still exceptional at the offensive line. I've been very impressed with the offensive line so far. So, you do have some hefty quality positive results already on the table and perceived going into the year with some big chunks of the team. But I look at the D-line, let me play some audio with Seth Joyner, because I want to play something Seth said yesterday. Guys, I'm telling you, this lingered in my mind all day yesterday after he said it. It scared the hell out of me, and it further emboldens me to say, I think what I said at the start of the show yesterday, that they're average, before Seth even said this, might be right. Here's Seth on our show late in the program yesterday.
They have a major, major problem on the defensive side of the football. You can be deficient in one area and proficient in the other, but you cannot be deficient in these two areas at the same time. You cannot be a football team that can't stop the run and a football team that can't rush the passer.
I got to tell you guys, that really grabbed my attention yesterday. That really, so look, where do you net out here? 215-592-9494. Is it jumping the gun to say they're not as good as we thought they were? Is it jumping the gun to take it even further and say they actually just might be flat out average this year? Where do you stand? 215-592-9494. The good news is, you know, average can get you to the playoffs, 9-8. They can get you to the playoffs. You know, if Dallas doesn't run away with it, the Eagles should be in it. Washington and the Giants, I mean, they're nothing. You know, so average doesn't mean you can't. I think the Bucs were average last year. They won a playoff game.
The Bucs got stronger as last season progressed.
And
you can see beginning of this season that the Bucs were
improved.
More than that.
Yeah.
When we come back, we have to talk about something that I saw rewatching. Yeah. You know, last year I thought there was a template. I was worried a template was created by Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
Yep.
And then all season long, it felt like we sort of fell prey to that.
Yep.
I think there was a template created, not in week one, but in week two against us.
Interesting. Okay, well, look,
we cannot stop.